With this KLEM Sports Update for this Saturday, March 25th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Yesterday in Yankton, South Dakota at the Mount Marty University High School Indoor Track Meet, the Lamar's Community Track Team got their second meet underway and have some individual results to get to you. No team scores were kept in Yankton yesterday. So on to the individual results, starting with the boys' 60-meter hurdles. Ryan Sadowski was third, a time of 8.89 seconds in that event. And the boys' 60-meter dash, Sione Fafita did a lot of running, not a lot of jumping yesterday, but he can run as good as he can jump. He was second in the 60-meter dash at 7.1 seconds. We'll hear from him later on. In the 800-meter run, Trace Obink was first in the event, a time of 2:05.88, nearly a full second better than second place. In the girls' 200-meter dash, Maddie Holes continues her good start to the year, second place with a time of 27.16 seconds. And there's Sione Fafita again in the boys' 200-meter dash. He won the 200-meter, time of 23.24 seconds. Sprint times are going to be great for the Bulldog track teams this year. The girls' distance medley team for Lamar's placed third, a time of 14 minutes, 24.76 seconds. That team of Becca Holinsky, Maddie Hull, Sienna Cass, and Mackenzie DeRocher once again placing third in the distance medley. And in the field events, only one top five finish to report to you. The boys' high jump, Wanding Hosniang taking Sione Fafita's place, and he placed fourth in the high jump, a jump of 5 feet 8 inches. A link to all these results and more can be found on our website at KLEM1410.com. Under the Sports tab, you can click on Sports Scores and Results. To some more local sports news before we get into some basketball scores from yesterday, the Lamar's Community Girls soccer team will be sending a player to college at the Division I level in a couple of seasons. Junior wing Zoe Wickup has announced on her Twitter page that she has committed to the South Dakota State soccer program for the 2024 season. Last year, Wickup earned second team All-Missouri for conference in the inaugural year of the Bulldogs soccer program. She recorded 12 goals and 2 assists for a total of 26 points on the season, best by anybody on the roster. She led the Bulldogs to a regional final appearance with a 7-6 record overall and a 1-5 record in the very competitive Missouri River Conference. And Wickup is joining a Jackrabbit program that was really good last year, 13-1-5 overall and a 7-0-2 Summit League record. They did not lose a game in the Summit League until the conference tournament. They finished second in the league and lost to Omaha in the Summit League semifinal round. But again, in a couple of seasons, Zoe Wickup, Lamar's Community Junior wing on the girls' soccer team, and that's not all she does, of course. She plays basketball as well, and she will be joining the South Dakota State women's soccer program once she graduates the Lamar's Community program. Now on to some college basketball scores from yesterday. The NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament saw Iowa get into the Elite Eight. The Hawkeyes defeated the Buffaloes of Colorado 87-77 in Seattle last night. Caitlin Clark, 31 points, 8 assists, and 2 steals. Kate Martin had 16 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists. Monica Sonano had 15 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 blocks in the paint. The Hawkeyes will move on and play Louisville coming up tomorrow in the Elite Eight of the Women's Basketball National Tournament. To the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament, the Creighton Blue Jays, the 6th seed in their regional semifinal, they defeated the Cinderella team in the tournament, 15 seed Princeton, 86-75. Ryan Kalkbrenner, great day, 22 points, 5 rebounds. Former South Dakota State Jackrabbit Baylor Shireman had 21 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 assists for the Blue Jays. We'll move on and face the Aztecs of San Diego State coming up on Sunday in Louisville. Other scores of note in the men's basketball tournament, it was Miami defeating Houston 89-75 and San Diego State beat Alabama 71-64. Those scores are of note because they eliminated the last 2-1 seeds in the tournament. And for the first time in tournament history, the men's basketball tournament will move on to the Elite Eight round without a single 1 seed. In fact, only a 2 seed is left in Texas after they beat Xavier last night. So a very crazy men's basketball tournament we've got on our hands here this year. Going to be a fun Elite Eight round continuing into tonight and into tomorrow. And on to the sports schedule for today. No spring sports, but we've got some last hurrahs on the basketball schedule. The Iowa Basketball Coaches Association All-Star Series, Pizza Ranch All-Star Series at Dallas Center Grimes High School will feature Galen Catholic's all-time scoring leader, Keaton Bonderson, and MMCRU star senior Cora Olish. Again, that's going on all day today at Dallas Center Grimes High School as Bonderson and Olish look to bring home some good showings for the Northwest Iowa boys and Northwest Iowa girls, respectively. Again, that's the Iowa Basketball Coaches Association All-Star Series at Dallas Center Grimes High School today. For more sports news, check out KLEM1410.com, and be sure to check out our spring sports schedule page. That's when you can figure out when soccer, tennis, and golf all get going for Lamar's and Galen Catholic. We've got that on our website at KLEM1410.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter as well, at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Saturday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.